Hey, what's going on? This is Troy, and this is the Planet 76 Podcast, your source for Sixers news, highlights, hot takes, and more. Welcome to the show. All right, Planet 76 fans, the question that's going to last for eternity is, where were you the night that Joel Embiid scored 70 points and set the Sixers franchise record for points in a game? That's what we're talking about tonight. That is the story, as this is a quick reaction right after the game concludes. On Monday night, Sixers beat the Spurs by 10, but the story is Joel Embiid scores a career high, a franchise record, 70 points. Michael, your reaction to that?
I don't know. I literally have no idea how to accurately describe this. It's like, you can't describe this and it would be accurate. It's like, you can't do justice to what took place tonight in Wells Fargo Center. It's not possible to say, yeah, you know what? He scored 70. That was a great game. It's like, wow, 70. But even then, it's like, that's not enough to describe this.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you say to that? How do you even begin to quantify what we just saw?
Right. It's hard. It's really, really hard. And
it is.
And when you think about even just the run that he's been on, he hasn't had a game below 30 since November 15th. That is so long ago.
Oh, my God.
You know? I mean, because a lot of times when guys go off, you know, for 40 or 50 or 60, like, it's not like, you know, not all the time are they like on in the middle of an absolute terror of just destroying teams, but Joel Embiid is doing that. So like, I hate to say that like a game like this was bound to happen, but it was almost like bound to happen because he's getting 40 and 45 without even playing the fourth quarter some nights.
Yep.
You know, like, I mean, quite frankly, they kind of needed him all game to do this, to get a 10-point victory over the Spurs. So It is hard to grasp what we just watched and witnessed, but again, I think that's what makes it the most memorable. His previous career high was 59, and he topped that in the fourth quarter and just kept going.
And that is something, too. Even though they were up 10, 13, 14 points in the fourth quarter, they still ended up needing him because the Spurs cut it to 8, 9-ish.
Right.
So, yeah, he played a little extra minutes at the end of the fourth quarter, but they kind of needed it. Like, they probably could have squeaked by without him in the game. But, you know, him scoring that many points and then they had the lead that they did, you kind of want to win that game, especially because the Spurs stink. Yeah. And you want to ensure you get that victory. So, to a degree, I get it, and I agree. I think that's a fine move to make if you're Nick Nurse.
Yeah, it didn't seem forced.
No.
You know, it didn't, because a lot of times you watch games, even Sixers in the past, like sometimes it seems forced. It's like, all right, what's he doing out there? But it wasn't forced. Very, very normal to keep the starters in with the way that the score was looking. You know, what you just said, you know, you like to win games like this. It obviously reminds me of another guy who went off tonight in Karl Anthony Towns, dropping 62 in a losing effort to the Hornets. Like, at home against the Hornets, he scores 62.
There's levels to this.
I mean, come on.
Embiid scores 70 and wins against a bad team. Karl Anthony Towns scores 62 and loses against an even worse, well, I say that loosely, but the Hornets stink too.
Yeah.
Team.
Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah, I mean, 62. He had 44 at half or something. Mm-hmm. It was a record.
He had like eight
made
threes at half. Like, what?
Yeah. Absolutely insane, but he didn't score 70 and he didn't win. Our guy did. And 70 points, 18 boards, 5 assists. I have a couple like tweets or posts that I saw that I'll read a little later on, but just one kind of stat for Embiid tonight. So he's the first to have 65 points, 17 rebounds, you know, at least those numbers since Michael Jordan. If you haven't heard of him, he's pretty good, pretty good company there, since 1990. So first one to do that. It's the first game in NBA history. NBA's been around a long time. There's been a lot of players. There's been a lot of games played. First game in NBA history where a guy has 70 points, 18 boards, and 5 assists. So at least those numbers. First time anybody's done that. Joel Embiid did that tonight. So yeah, I mean, this is going to go down as a memorable, memorable performance. And as you mentioned, I mean, it's really good to come out with a win too. So, so Sixers are in the middle of a streak here. Winners of what? 6 in a row? Yeah. Yeah. 6 in a row. So, 133-123 over the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, and like we both just talked about, I mean, they kind of needed Embiid for that victory. Like I said, they probably could have squeaked by without him on the floor, but having him on the floor ensured that victory. And again, you want to beat up on teams that are bad or and worse than you. So this was definitely an example slash scenario where the Sixers needed to do that, and they did. So people who are saying, oh, well, he played in the fourth quarter too much, or he played extra minutes, it was kind of necessary. So I agree with that.
Yeah, it was. And again, Sixers winners of 6 in a row, improved to 29-13 on the year. San Antonio drops to 8-35, though they did not look like an 8-35 team tonight. They actually, you know, held their own. And Wemby got a career high of 33. He had 7 boards, 2 assists. He did get in foul trouble, 5 fouls, but he made 11 of his 12 free throws, 10 of 19 from the floor. Another Sixer, not just tonight, but last little bit of time I've been impressed with, and I think you agree, the Sixer I've been impressed with lately is Nicholas Batum. Mm-hmm. Are you feeling the same way I'm feeling a little bit right there? Mm-hmm. Why are you feeling that way?
I mean, I felt this way when they traded for when Nick Batum was part of the trade with the Harden trade. He's a really great player. I think a lot of Sixers fans are now seeing what he brings, whether it's his passing. He's very quick with the ball in his hands. He's a quick decision maker. He's a good defender, really good 3-point shooter, really good rebounder. He brings a lot of those complementary skills that we talk about a lot, and he provides a lot of value because, again, when you're playing alongside Joel Embiid, you need to do everything in your power to maximize his strengths. So being able to hit shots off the catch, being able to cut to the rim and he'll find you, being able to rebound even. That's something that Batum can do and do very well. So my thoughts on Batum haven't changed much since he was traded here because these are the things that I thought about him beforehand, and that's only more and more as it goes on. I'm not changing anything. It's just it's a heightened sense of how I feel about Batum at this point.
Okay, yeah, that's well said. I think for me, I don't think I was as excited as you were when we got him, based on what you just said. But I don't know. Maybe I owe him an apology. Like, I don't know. But I'm very excited with the way he's been playing. I knew what he brought to the table. I knew he brought a lot and did a lot of things well. But I think, and it's not even just one specific thing that I'm thinking of. It's across the board. I just think he's a little bit better at everything than I thought he was.
Yes.
If that makes sense. You know, I just think he's...
That makes sense. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's bringing more defensively than I thought he was going to be. He's bringing more shooting than I thought he was going to be. Certainly active on the boards. And as you mentioned, he's quick with the ball in the sense of just knows where to go with it or to go up. And he's a really good addition to this team. I just looked on the season through 27 games on 3 attempts per game. He is shooting 47.5% right now from 3. That's not a small feat, right? That's not a small sample size either. He's played 27 games. He's averaging 25 minutes a game. And he's shooting 47.5% from three. And tonight against the Spurs, he put up just 5 points, but he had 8 rebounds, 4 of which were offensive. He had 6 assists. He had just 1 turnover. He had 3 steals. So he's just active, and he's playing a lot of minutes. In this month alone, in January, he's playing 27 minutes a game. Now, some of that, Sixers dealing with some injuries and things and health, but for a 35-year-old, I like what we have in Nicholas Batum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't have anything to add. I mean, I think now a lot of Sixers fans are seeing on full display what he brings, because it's nothing but impactful basketball when he's on the court, on both ends of the floor. There isn't something of his game that you could say, yeah, he shouldn't be doing that, or yeah, he could be doing this better. Obviously, he's not the perfect player, but he's basically as perfect as you would want a player like him to be. He doesn't have to do a bunch of flashy, fancy stuff. It's just the simple things, efficiency, and just being able to do a bunch of different things. Like, nowadays, modern role players in the NBA need to be able to do a ton of different things.
Yeah.
Nick Batum can do a ton of different things, and he does them very well. Again, I hate to sound like I'm repeating myself, but I just want to really hammer that point home that he does so many things at a high level that he's been a premier role player in this league for half a decade now, I'd say, maybe a little more. The traits that he brings are so valuable, especially for a player playing alongside Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I think we didn't know he was going to be a starter when he initially came over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think that's where he needs to be.
I agree.
As you're saying, he flourishes well with the starting lineup. I don't know how well, I could be wrong, but I don't know how well how good he looks or how well he would play if he wasn't in the starting lineup. He was, with 3 or 4 other guys on the bench. So anyway, that's Nicholas Batum. If for some reason you skipped ahead in this episode, Joel Embiid scored 70 points tonight against the San Antonio Spurs in a 133-123 win. Got to throw that in every couple minutes. So, Michael, we've been doing this for a while. I know you know that. Our audience might not know that. This is 128 episodes. Our 128th episode. And there's actually some mixed in there from playoffs and stuff like that. So total episodes, we're probably up over $1.50. All right. But sometimes over the course of these episodes, I do like to put Michael on the spot. And Michael's very comfortable with it. He succeeds under pressure. All right.
I'm scared.
So Michael, I don't know why I didn't even plan this. This just came to my mind. I knew the Sixers were going on a road trip. And the last time the Sixers went on a road trip, but last time we talked about the Sixers going on a lengthy road trip, I think it was 5 games. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you correctly predicted that the Sixers would go 5-0 on that road trip. Is that right?
When was this?
Last year.
When?
Last season. I will find the episode.
I did that?
Oh, yes, you did.
All right, you have to find the clip of me doing that and put it in this episode. Can you do that?
I will do my best.
Is that possible?
I think I can do. I think I can do it.
Because I don't.
So it was. I think I. Because this is it.
Was it the one with the
I think I called the episode "Taking Care of Business."
Was it? Was it their
Actually, no, that's not it.
Last West Coast trip of the season.
Yes, that was it. Winning on the West Coast. It was. It was January.
Wow, was
of
it
last
really
year.
A year ago?
So a year ago.
Oh my gosh.
A year ago yesterday, we recorded and the Sixers just completed a 5-game road trip. I have it in the bio.
Oh,
it
with says, the Kings?
Yep. I said, how was Michael able to predict a flawless road trip on our previous episode?
Yeah, okay. Now I know.
So
okay,
it did
now
happen.
I remember that.
It did happen. We beat Portland, both Los Angeles team, Sacramento, and Utah.
Dude.
Five games, and you predicted that they would go 5-9.
The Sixers need to take advantage of the Nets possibly tanking in the standings and win all five of these games. Because...
Ooh, hot take.
No, I mean, yeah, but no, because they need to win these games.
I would love to see it.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, but next time we record, it'll be the five-game trip will be done. We'll see how they fare on that. And they fared perfectly, flawlessly. 5-0 out west. Something that you were more sure of than myself, than I was, than a lot of other Sixers fans, Sixers broadcast, Sixers whatever. You were very confident in this team heading out west and actually predicted that they were going to go 5-0. And they played some good teams, had some close games, and you predicted that. Now the Sixers are coming in on a six-game streak to this road trip they're about to go on. That's five games, including matchups with Indiana, Denver, Portland, Golden State, and Utah. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, all right, Michael, you got to predict that they're going to go 5-0. That wouldn't be as fun.
No, but they have to go 5-0.
What I think will be fun is I'm going to have you predict each game, win or loss, over this next five-game trip.
Yeah.
I'll say the game, you say win or loss, and whatever you want to say about it, because some of these are going to be fun matchups. So the first game on the road coming up at the toward the end of the week is at the Indiana Pacers on Thursday night.
That needs to be a win. I predict a win.
Okay. All right.
They're on a six-game win streak. I can't imagine it's broken by the Pacers. The Pacers are good. Okay, depending on who you ask,
right,
you might get a different answer on how good the Pacers actually are. I think they're good.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that good, and I think the Sixers are very much better than them. So that's a win. That's gotta be
a win. It could be a preview of a matchup later down the road in the playoffs. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, where things could shake out. All right, so that's a win. Saturday, ABC 5:30 against the Denver Nuggets.
They're in Denver, man. I think they're gonna lose that game.
Okay.
That's tough to win in Denver, man.
Yep, that's fair. And it's only 11 days after their previous matchup, so it's fresh on the mind for all involved. All right. So then they hit the road, or stay on the road, I should say. They head to Portland Monday night.
Win.
All right.
These players stink so bad.
No explanation needed. I agree. then the second of a back-to-back, Tuesday, against the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, that's got to be a win. The Warriors are just not really that great this year, man.
Not gelling.
That's a win. That's a win. That's a win. That's a win.
All right. So right now you have them at 3-1, and the finale of the road trip, one that was a part of the road trip last time you correctly predicted it, is at the Utah Jazz on Thursday, February 1st.
Part of me is like, the Jazz have won, 13 of their last 15 games. But how good are they? That just because they've done that doesn't mean they're any level of actual good. Like, yeah, they're good, but how good does a 13 out of 15 game streak really indicate that you are? That's got to be a win. I don't think the Jazz are that good. That's got to be a win. It's in Utah. It might be a tough game, but that's got to be a win.
All right. Okay. Yeah, the Jazz were sitting at 10-18, and now they're 500. So, okay, but you predict a win, and you predict a 4-1 West Coast road trip. So if you, not only if they go 4-1, but if you get exactly those picks right, we're coming to you on every single road trip ever that the Sixers have.
How many more do they have after this one? Not too many, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's five's pretty long. I don't know if there's anything that tops that, but that's a significant one. Obviously, they still have to go out west and do
LA.
Yeah, so coming up in March, they have Phoenix, LA, Sacramento. That's only four, though. So this is, by a quick look at it, this is the longest road trip of the season, five games in a row for the Sixers from the 25th to the 1st. Yeah. So spanning only about 8 days. So All right, Michael says 4-1. I'm putting my eggs in that basket because he's done it before. So,
but like anyway. Legitimately though, would you also say?
Yeah, I agree with that actually. And I would, how are you not going to take 4 out of 5 on the road? I'd be pleased with that. I mean, uh-huh. As bad as we want to win in Denver, I think it would be very, very bold of you to say, all right, they're going to go 5-0. The streak's going to go to 11, even though they're going on the road.
I mean they can. They definitely can win in Denver, but right. It's not going to be easy at all.
Yeah. Well, and especially they just played. They played a few days ago, and, Denver wants to do what they do at home. So, mm-hmm. All right. If for some reason you skipped ahead in this episode, Joel Embiid scored 70 points tonight against San Antonio Spurs.
you have to mention that anytime you can. Like that.
Yes. What else you got? Anything?
No. Special shout out to. Did we talk about Marcus Morris last episode?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Marcus Morris, special shout out to Marcus Morris. And I think that's it. I don't have anything else. I actually don't have anything else to say. I just want them to keep winning. Yeah. I want them to continue to build chemistry, even though their chemistry already seems to be maxed out. Yeah. I want them to just keep rolling. I just want them to win as many games as they can. I don't want to put any ceiling on them. I don't want to put any floor to them either.
Yeah.
I just want them to keep winning as many games as they can. Just keep winning.
I like it. Shout out to DeAnthony Melton. He should be coming back soon.
Yes.
So look forward to
having him back. Wait a
minute.
I keep forgetting that they haven't had him in a while.
Yeah, he should be coming back soon. I think there were rumors swirling that he could go, he could have gone today maybe, but mm-hmm. He'll be back soon, so that'll be a big addition. Love what he does for this team. And, Joel Embiid, unbelievable. 70 points tonight, 133-123 over the San Antonio Spurs franchise record. And obviously with that, a career high. Previously was 59, now it is 70 for Joel Embiid. And this is Planet 76, episode 100. And 28. We will see you next time as we catch in on this road trip that's coming up. Road Episode 129 will be coming soon. We'll see you then.
Yep.
You just listened to an episode of the Planet 76 podcast. Hey, we appreciate you joining us for this episode. Whatever platform you're on, why don't you hit that subscribe button for us, and we'll see you next time.